Hi, and this is Team CST. Welcome. I'm Mercedes Lucky, your host, and we have an incredible guest tonight. We're kind of taking a two-week process in this discovery that I'm trying to help people with. What I'm trying to do is we have many things to look at as far as our health goes. And last week we had Dr. Steven Swidler with us, and he was an incredible guest from Medicine Wheel Dental here in Tucson, Arizona, and that's where the show broadcasts from. Today I have Erin Cantola, like I said, and she works with Dr. Steven Swidler here at Medicine Wheel Dental. Erin, hi. How are you?
Hi, Mercedes. I'm doing great tonight. It's good to hear your voice.
Yes, it's good to hear your voice. And I want to kind of share with the audience, we have worked together before. Erin and I worked together on Team CST on Jolt Radio here in Tucson. And then when we went to BBS, I kind of went on my own. And Erin is working and doing things on her own now, too, in the healing profession. Erin, when we used to do the show before, we'd have our guests, but we never got to interview each other, really. So this is a really neat thing to be able to actually interview you and have you to speak on the show and share with us these wonderful gifts that you have and about life and what we're trying to do as far as the cranial sacral work that we do and different things. And as I ramble on a little bit, I was just wondering if you could tell us a little bit about what you do at Dr. Steven Swidler's.
Sure.
And kind of continue up with what he and I spoke about last week.
Yeah, I was sick in bed last week, so I sound a little froggy still. Dr. Swidler is an amazing outside-the-box thinker and naturopathic holistic dentistry, and I have the great privilege to be the hygienist in the office. As he said today, the head of the hygiene periodontal department, which is great when, you know, nobody's there to do, you know, you're the only person, so that's cool.
You're ahead of yourself.
I'm ahead of myself, you know. I just delegate
and,
to things.
What's really neat is I just was able to watch a video that is being done or is finished, completed for the work you're doing there with Dr. Steven Swidler and also the whole office.
Yes,
can you tell us a little bit about that and where they can tune into the website, you know, as far as what you guys are doing?
Yeah, well, I do believe it's medicinewheeldental.com, probably.
Yeah, it's medicinewheeldental.com.
yeah, because it's brand new. We've been putting it together, but it's beautiful. Features a lot of our beautiful Tucson, Arizona sites and everybody from the office, the introductory video that kind of tells you our philosophy and where we're coming from and emphasizes that we're gentle and caring people, and I get to do the intro. I talk about how when I first was looking for the office and how I had to go down this road and around that one and past the cactus and past the horses, and there was the office and the doctor's office. But it's a great experience, a wonderful group of people, not the kind of dentistry you're going to encounter anywhere else. We look at the whole person. We're definitely into preventive. We are interested in your whole body, not just your teeth. And we spend time when Dr. Swidler does an exam. It's, you know, it's not a quick 15-minute check you out and just kind of look at everybody else's notes. He spends, you know, a half an hour with you. And when you sit in my chair, it's a thorough, comprehensive exam, and we go over those aspects, and we talk about how what your dental condition is that interacts with what your lifestyle is, what your concerns are, what your conditions are, and we spend a lot of time correcting some stuff that probably could have been corrected a lot earlier. You know, when we do cranial sacral therapy, if we were able to access that at younger ages, even, you know, being born and things like that, we could prevent a lot of things like scoliosis and not all cases, of course, but many, many times we could avoid that. We can avoid later in life back problems and things like, you know, dizziness and loss of balance and ringing in the ears often and things like that. So,
you know, Aaron, it's amazing how much, you know, as I'm listening to you, and as I'm sure the audience is too, is this a dental thing? Because we don't realize how much our bite and the bones in our heads and what happens to our teeth affect our everyday life as far as our health. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Your whole balance system is in your head, and it's connected to, first of all, to your ears. And your ears sit in two separate bones that float in your head, and if they're sitting at opposite positions, because maybe you were in a car accident or your bones didn't all pop right into the right place when you got out of the birth canal or whatever, you know, you're thrown from a horse or learned to ride your bicycle or, you know, whatever, a little insult you might have done to your head might have jammed the bones that are supposed to move and breathe and might have set your ears in the wrong place. And if your balance system is off, your whole body is going to try to follow what your ears say to it, and then, you know, your hips are going to be out, and your knee's going to be out, and, you know, and your back's going to be out. And so that's one aspect of where dentistry is, and before we get too far down there, because I know we want to talk more about cranial, I would like to talk a little bit about the periodontal part of it, because also your teeth, and people don't realize when we look at your teeth, there's really multiple layers we look at there, too. But I love my part in that I'm in prevention, and the gum tissue is often, you know, gum tissue and bone is looked at even separately as well as in conjunction with the teeth, but definitely looked at separately. And we can be worried about you having, you know, gingivitis can turn into bone disease, and then you can slowly lose bone around your teeth if you have gingivitis over a long period of time. And oftentimes people don't even know they have it. It's just not commonly it should be, but it isn't commonly pointed out to you, unless it's, as a doctor said to me the other day, a medical doctor said, well, it's subclinical. And I'm like, well, subclinical meaning it's not causing a critical problem right now. As a doctor, I'm looking at you for a problem, and that's a medical doctor. And in my business, I'm like, well, that's very clinical because I'm in prevention, so... You know, so it's a different aspect, a different way of looking at it. So,
and as far as the prevention, I mean, you know the chart that we've both seen as far as each tooth is affected. I mean, if, say, for instance, you have a toothache or there's a problem with your tooth, and, well, there's the chart, which, you know, it's amazing to look at how those teeth, each of our teeth, connects to different organs and different parts of our bodies. I bet you a lot of people don't know this, and if you don't, like, as far as being in the prevention area, what would you say to people? Can you explain that a little bit? You know, we go in to go, hey, I have a bad tooth. I go get it pulled out, or I go get it fixed. But that tooth's been sitting there for maybe 6 months, and you know, I'm just letting it go, and I'm gonna forget it's hurting, and then it keeps getting worse until I just finally go to the dentist. Let's say. What has happened to our body by that time? If you don't go in and try to fix those problems, can you kind of explain what happens to the body?
Yes. Well, as you said, you're talking about the Chinese medicine meridians, the acupuncture meridians and all those things that run through our bodies. And, yes, the teeth are on them. So, you know, your back teeth can... I've heard the term from the Midwest and the stomach teeth, which is what they call molars, your chewing teeth. And that is true in a lot of ways because your back teeth are connected to internal organs. And so let's say you've had an infection in there, or the tooth's been bothering you, or let's say you have a mercury filling on that meridian. Mercury is a neurotoxin, and so it can affect the way since we're electrical beings, you know, our energy all works on electrical, and the meridians are kind of electrical alignments. That can, you know, if you're having problems in your intestines, or you're having problems, you know, with your heart or your liver or whatever, you can feel, you know, that aspect in the teeth, and the teeth also, if they're flared up, they can aggravate other areas. And then it just, let alone that. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to kind of, yeah, I didn't realize you were going, but I was thinking it's really, I want to try to bring awareness to people that, a lot of times we don't realize, we have a, that they are connected. So, I mean, it's really important for us to start with our, with the teeth as far as keeping our real health.
Absolutely. And if you have an infection in your gum tissue, then you have an infection in the rest of your body because your bloodstream is open. And it doesn't hurt, if your bloodstream's open because you have an infection in your mouth and all the 500-plus kinds of bacteria in your mouth have free access to the superhighway of your body, and they're not supposed to be there. And they can aggravate things like arthritis and diabetes and lupus and fibromyalgia and Lyme's disease and bacterial ulcers and recurrent bacterial pneumonia and even lead to premature birth in women.
Isn't that amazing? My goodness.
Yeah.
What did you call it? What kind of highway did you call that?
Oh, the super highway of your body, which is your
so if you have like an infection, it can catch a ride, and it's not supposed to be there, huh?
No, it's hanging out, running around with all your red corpuscles and your white blood cells.
Wow.
Just like checking out all the little off ramps it can find. So
yeah.
Definitely.
So
yeah.
It's really important then to stress that. A lot of the times we have these problems, like the many things that you've named, and some of it could actually be, started from a tooth problem. So I think it's really important that we stress that.
Oh, definitely. If you have any sort of roughness anywhere in your veins, say you have an anomaly that makes the blood swirl backwards and around your blood, the valves in your heart, or if you've got plaque, which is arterial sclerosis, hardening of the arteries, anywhere in your body, and that could be a sleeper. We have millions and millions of miles of that. So if you have any roughness in there, the bacteria roaming around in your bloodstream can catch on that and snag on that, and that aggravates the area and makes it irritated and inflamed, and so that's an infection, and so then it can become more inflamed and more constricted, and then it just can snowball. So high blood pressure is definitely affected by bacteria in your bloodstream. Definitely. It's pretty cool to be in my field right now because we have cardiologists and OBGYNs and rheumatologists and all kinds of doctors sending their patients to us, because it's more and more the medical field is doing studies that's proving that if you have an infection in your gum tissue, then you have an infection in the rest of your body, and that's not a good thing. One of the interesting things I heard just recently, read a study a few years ago when a study had been done by a hospital. They had a really high incidence of having a post-operative bacterial pneumonia setting in on patients, and they wanted to know why that was happening, because if you had the pneumonia, you had if they had to put a tube down your throat, you had so you could breathe, and sometimes they induce that. So you can go in for, like, healthy as a horse for a car accident or something, and then they don't want you thrashing around because you're delirious, so they put the tube down your throat and paralyze you. But you have a 60% chance of getting bacterial pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a pneumonia, you have a 40% chance of passing away from the pneumonia and not what you went in the hospital for. And so that was a pretty scary statistic, and the hospitals didn't like it, and they investigated to see why. And they did a study, and they found that they cultured the bacteria from every patient who got pneumonia, and they found that in every single case, the bacteria that was causing the pneumonia came from the patient's own mouth. It came from their dental infections following the tubes down into their lungs.
Oh, my goodness.
And, yes. And so then the neat thing was that here recently there was a follow-up study done, and they found that of patients who knew they were going in the hospital, if they got their dental infections under control first, if they went in and got a clean bill of health from their hygienist, and then they went and went in for their surgery, even if they developed fluid on their lungs and things like that, there was a 50% reduction in cases of postoperative bacterial pneumonia, which is pretty
awesome.
That's
incredible.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I get to wear a cape and everything.
What?
I said, I get to wear a cape and everything. I'm super proud.
I know. I love the video, and I want to give that. I want to give Medicine Wheel Dental's website again. It's MedicineWheel. MedicineWheelDental.com, and there you can research. There's going to be an interactive website, and you can people from all over the world come to Steve and in your clinic, and I think it's one of the most incredible places for people that really care and really are trying to help, not just with your teeth, right, Erin? I mean, it's the whole body and how it affects that.
Yeah, people wonder sometimes now if you go into a dental office, you fill out a 30-page, it seems like, health history, and you're thinking, oh, well, they don't need to know about that, and why on earth do they need to know this? And things that you would not think relate to dentistry. You know, mm-hmm. if you're having, cancer treatment, some of the there can be side effects from the chemo or from the radiation. If you're having thyroid issues, things can happen with that. TMJ can be caused by a lot of things. Right now, I'm giving everybody lots of stress management hygiene instruction, I'll tell you, because everybody's worried and scared. Stress lowers your immune system. So you can't fight the bacteria that well. So.
And we had a caller last week with the TMJ with Steve mm-hmm. addressed. Do you see a lot of that when you're doing your observation of people and working with them, as far as TMJ and different jaw alignment problems? And do you kind of get into that part too? Because I kind of want to explain what you do also is you are a cranial sacral specialist.
Yeah.
And actually, that is what Team CST in a way stands for, cranial CST, cranial sacral therapist. But we called it Connecting Spirit Together. That's
right.
A really fun nickname. But in your work, Erin, you actually work on people along with being what the manager of your field there, but you also do the cranial sacral therapy with them too.
Yes, I do. I was just telling my boyfriend Larry that I did as much cranial today as I did the dental, tooth cleaning, as much as I did prophes. And it can be as little as just relieving the tension. People come in just so locked up and so tight, and they're mm-hmm. already apprehensive being in the dental chair.
You can't blame them, Erin.
What?
I said you can't blame them.
No.
Being a little apprehensive sometimes is what's going to happen,
Yeah, I really can't, yeah. It's neat. When I first started working, a lot of the patients now that I have, I'm stuttering here, but I get so excited about it is what happens.
That's okay.
You've
been working with a lot of people for the same amount. So you've been there like 3 years, right?
3 years.
Have you worked with the same people over and over?
Yes, and that's one of the neat things today was that we've got so many of the clients I've been working with for 3 years now are so healthy in their gum tissue and so healthy in their where they're at in their dentistry, and many of them we've been working with. Doctor was probably talking about getting the teeth back in the right alignment so that your body stays in the right alignment. And we have so many patients who've gone through that treatment, and to see them moving better and their eyes brighter and just even their skin a healthier color, and just see their their aches and pains going away and that kind of thing is really cool. So someone came in the other day and they'd fallen, just before they came to see us, they'd fallen
mm-hmm.
and they hit their head, And so they jammed their shoulder. And so I was able to very gently, just a little bit of pressure using just, my electrical current to jumpstart theirs and just relaxing the muscle tissues and the fibers and the things around all the bones and the, in the skull to just unlock them because they got kind of jammed.
Mm-hmm.
And able to let that happen. And then you know, when we're working on teeth, goodness sakes, that affects, you know, you pull a tooth or you get in there and you're cleaning around it and everybody loves that scraping sound. But, you know, if I had any talent, I could do it with a rhythm, you know, like your favorite song or something. But it sounds pretty obnoxious, you know, when I'm in there cleaning on your teeth. But the teeth are like, whoa, dude, you know, you just pulled on all my shock absorbers and, you know, I just, what's going on here? And if you just go in there and just gently hold it, lightly touch it, you know, soothe it, let it settle down. You're not going to run into that in your typical dental office, but it can make all mm-hmm. the difference in things settling down and calming down, releasing the tension in the jaw and the tissues in the back of the neck. You know, you'll feel like you had a massage, you know, because mm-hmm. your blood flow gets going back through and everything. So that's fun. You know, I've had some osteopathic training thanks to Dr. Swidler. So, you know, I can even do, you know, usually the most common thing I do in the dental chair is like probably from like between your shoulder blades up. You know, I mostly do that. But,
right.
You know, but I see clients outside of work too. So it's.
Well, I want to invite the audience to call. But the number here is, for U.S., it's 1-877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. If you would like to ask Erin any questions about what the work she does, feel free to give her a call and let's talk to her right now. Erin, as far as the cranial sacral therapy goes, mm-hmm. you and I started doing this at the same time, or you were a little ahead of me. Can you, for a lot of people don't know what that is. And
yeah,
and
go ahead. I
yeah,
was going
to
say.
I'm a licensed massage therapist.
Right.
And so I learned about that, you know, in school. But
right.
originally, when I first went to school, I heard about it and I knew I wanted to do that. There was just something compelled me. And so when I hooked up with you, Erin, that's when the opportunity started to come available, and you, as well as I know, I was in those accidents, and that is, I say that is the thing that saved me from the pain and hurt and in my body was cranial sacral therapy. So, can you explain?
Yeah.
I think it's a miracle technique. Can you explain to the listeners what cranial sacral therapy is?
Yeah, you're on the.
I'm putting you on the spot here.
it's got many layers to it. The basics are that cranial sacral therapy is very gentle application of pressure and touch, very very gentle, no popping, snapping, cracking. That releases the tension and strain patterns in muscle and fascia, which is the tissues that, you know, hold the muscle fibers together, and in the membranes that run through our whole body. And then the name comes from the membranes that run around the brain inside the skull, so that's cranial, and the bones of the skull because they all move. And then the double membranes that run around your spinal cord all the way down to your tailbone. And there's a bone behind your eyes called the sphenoid, or the bat bone, and because of what it's shaped like. And it rocks, like a rocking horse, and your pituitary gland sits in the saddle on it. And when it rocks like that, what it does is it pumps the spinal cord fluid all the way through your spinal cord, keeps it flowing and moving like a tidal wave. It's supposed to keep it moving in and out just like the waves in the ocean. And that gets nutrients and cleaning to all your nerve endings and cleans out the lymph stuff and, you know, it helps keep all that working. And so most people know about spinal cord fluid. And they've done autopsies on people where, you know, maybe your shoulders weren't moving real good or your hips didn't move very good. And so when you pass away, they did an autopsy and they find that all the little nerve endings in there in your spine and down along your spinal cord are kind of corroded like the posts on a battery get. And when they, you know, here in the desert, you can get the battery posts in your car all corroded up and then the electricity doesn't travel. And, and your car won't start. And so that's how one of the functions of the spinal cord fluid is to keep everything lubricated and clean so that your electricity works. And so that's one
a good way to put it.
Yeah, so that's one aspect of it. That's the and then that motion also, you can feel that motion. It's a totally different movement than your breathing or your bloodstream or even the lymph itself, actually. And then that movement also ripples out through your whole body because every muscle tissue, every organ, every nerve in your body has a double membrane around it and the fluid in between. And this motion moves all through your whole body to keep all of that functioning and flowing. And all of those membranes are connected. So it's like you're wearing an inside-out jumpsuit. So if you've got a knot in your shoulder, you're going to have a wedgie somewhere. So it's important to keep it all loose. And anything from, like, gosh, I was thinking the other day that every foot doctor, every podiatrist, anybody that does foot surgery or twists their ankle should have some cranial sacral therapy because, you know, that can walking funny can throw off your hips, can throw off your shoulders, can throw off your base of your skull, can keep your back out, can make your head hurt, you know.
It's like a ripple effect.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
Yeah. And Dr. Steve Swidler was talking how each patient comes in there, you do check the hips and alignment each time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as far as how do you feel like since you've been doing this over a year, Aaron, and what are some of the things that you've noticed as you've grown as this type of therapist that you can say to people? I guess I'm trying to emphasize this, Aaron, because you and I both know how really important this kind of work is for people. They don't really know about it, a lot of people. And I just want to bring some awareness here, like, to show people to look into this, to call the office or check the website and learn about this. How do you feel since you've began this, I guess what we've done this over a year now, what
mm-hmm.
do you think, what have you seen as far as the changes? I mean, what's the magic you've seen?
Well,
we know cranial sacral is a very clinical thing too, but mm-hmm. there's magic involved in this body work. Don't you agree?
Oh, definitely. There's definitely God, spirit, the universe definitely involved in this because the energy doesn't just come from me. You know, I mean, it flows through us and to you. We're just the vessel. You know, we're the connection. And I just feel really blessed to be able to learn this and help people with it because it's so gentle and mm-hmm. does such profound things. We could start with you and I. When, you know, you had had the car accidents and, you know, you'd go to the chiropractor and then you'd come home and then I'd do cranial on you.
Couldn't move.
Right, yeah, exactly. You come home, yeah. You know, you'd be popped in, but everything'd still be sore, you know. So we'd get those muscles to relax around that and then the bones would stay in place. So that was really awesome. I mean, just being able to help friends. I had kind of a dramatic thing here recently. Had a friend call me from Phoenix, and her son had fallen on the playground a couple times. He's 9. He'd fallen on the playground a couple times in the last couple months and kind of hit his head hard. And and then here not so long ago, someone smacked a tetherball and hit him smack in the face really hard with it. Since that time, he's had really bad headaches. And but he had a lot of intestinal problems and stuff when he was a baby, so he has a pretty high pain tolerance, and he just kind of bowls through it, and he doesn't tell anybody. So once in a while, he would say to his mom, you know, my head kind of hurts, and she'd give him a kid's, you know, Advil, and he'd say, yeah, you know, and he'd be okay, and then, you know, a few days later, maybe he'd have a headache. Well, what he didn't tell her is that he was always in pain, and so one night he was just crying. He was in such pain. And so she called me and she says, can you call me back? What can I do? Well, there wasn't any way I could get up to Phoenix. So So I coached her over the phone, and I said, okay, this is what you do. Put him in this position. Put your fingers in this place. Can you feel this little nodule? Okay, can you do that? You know, and she was a little hesitant. What do I do? Oh, no, you know. And and then for coaching her over the phone and just showing, you know, having her do the basics and everything, she was able to knock it down from, you know, Robbie told her it was from a 9 to a 6. And she's like, really? And he's like, yeah, you know. And to him, he said that felt pretty good. I felt so bad for him.
Very good.
Yeah.
Is he better now?
Actually. Because I made her go back in, and we got it down to a 4, and he was able to go to sleep. And then the next day, we went up to see them and worked on him for a while. We got it down to 0. And but it has come back, but we've sent him, you know, but he's gone to see a neurologist, and she's collecting all the data, and she's, you know, was very interested in the fact that cranial helped. She was very interested in that aspect.
I love this. I was reading a book recently. I can't remember the name of the book, but what is amazing about any kind of body work in this nature is that the gift is like what you did for her was to tell her about this, and then she easily was able to access it, because I believe now that it is about giving, you know, once it's done or once you access that and another person receives it, then you're able to pass it on almost.
Uh-huh.
Is what I have had a similar experience with my roommate, my ex-roommate, excuse me, but you're my roommate too.
Yeah.
All my roommates.
It's only because Mercedes moves on, not because we're mad at her. It's okay.
Well, I wanted to say he was able to access it, and as I talked him through things, he was able to do some unwinding and healing too. So I think the average person, we all have the ability to do that if we are trained and knowledgeable of this. We can, you know, if you're aware of how to even help somebody else with this, I mean, what a wonderful thing. The little boy has a headache, or your son, say for instance, you know, any little boy, my son especially, falls down all the time. He's like, mommy, mommy, and, you know, he'll twist his little ankle, and he'll go, mommy, heal me. And I'm like, well, what I'm doing is the cranial sacral therapy on him. And it's a simple matter of twisting that, you know, like, if you say, Aaron, if they twist the ankle, like you're you can twist it back into the place where it was damaged. Can you explain that? You know, like you go back to where the foot was at the time of the accident, say.
Yes, yeah, you just gently hold it in that position, and
the position that it was like it's bent in, or it's
right,
first,
right,
you
hold
right.
it in that position, yes, this is called indirect, yes, and you can hold it into that position just for a little bit there, maybe put a little tension in that direction, and then it eases back. It's kind of like putting tension on a rubber band, and then letting it go back into its place where it needs to be, rather than forcing it, you know, rather than taking something and pushing it into place, you kind of stretch the rubber band and then let it ease back to where it should be. Or the old-fashioned phone cord where, you know, it was all twisted and you straighten it out and then you put it back, you know. And unwinding, and you hold it a little while after that, you hold it on either side. Let's say it's your knee that's been stressed out, or your shin is out of place, and you get it back in. Let's say you were at a roller skating party, and which it was recently, and Dr. Swidler and I were both doing knees left and right. That was fun. But so you hold it afterwards a little bit, just to let it kind of calm down. And what's happening there is the energy that you're holding on either side, you know, it's letting the rhythm come back and letting the blood flow and the cranial flow get back into rhythm and letting it calm down. And basically kind of, I like to picture it as you're telling the you know, the body just says, whoa, dude, what happened, you know? I mean, I was just doing my thing and a truck came by and just knocked me down, you know? And, you know, that's the body. It's just like, whoa, you know, my cells were doing what they were supposed to, you know, and what happened? And what you're doing is just telling it, hey, it's okay, just calm down, the truck's gone, and it's all right, and we're dusting you off, and everything's okay. You know, let me comb your hair back in place. And you're just letting it calm down. And that's another aspect of what you can do with cranial is you can even use it to help heal emotional wounds and muscle tension and strains from, you know, we hold everything in a lot in things that happen to us in life. Our bodies remember, and we can actually make ourselves ill from these emotional traumas. And our body suffers a lot of post-traumatic shock syndrome for us. You know, it really absorbs a lot for us and just keeps going. It's remarkable how it works. And we can
it's muscle memory, right?
Yes, muscle memory.
I remember one time when we were having our training, our class, and there was a Steve went over above my face, and I guess I didn't realize what he was doing because I was kind of new. We were new at this, but
yeah.
I realized then it was when I was in the abusive relationship that I was in, I was hit there, or that was injured from that. And so he had taken and he had realized that was, you know, asked my body, and that was definitely a stuck place in my face, in my cheek.
Mm-hmm.
And it's emotional memory. It was a lot of things. And he released that with the cranial sacral therapy. And you know, as well as I, there are patients that they can come to tears.
Yeah, the other day in the dental chair, yeah, you know, and I was just talking with a patient today. I said, you know, she got up and she said, thank you, this was awesome. She says, it was way more than just dentistry, isn't it? And I go, yeah, you know, she says, sometimes my husband says, why do you want to go over there? And she says, because there's more than just teeth. and that's so true. The other day in the dental chair, I went down between this lady's shoulder blades. Just, you know, she was really tight. She said she was really stressed out that day. And I went in there on the right-hand side, and I had my fingertips on either side of her spine, just between her shoulder blades. And I felt really just a whole huge knot on the right side. And I kind of eased a couple of vertebrae into place, and I said, wow, what is this, you know? And she says, oh, you know, that's been so tight. And I just got, listening to it, I said, you're feeling like something's been your job for a really long time. And she goes, oh, wow, is that what that is? And she started crying.
Mm.
And we just sat there a while she worked that out, and it turned out that she had made it, what it was is she had made a promise to her dying daughter to take care of her granddaughter. And her granddaughter was now making some moves out on her own, and she was kind of caught between worried that, you know, she'd honored her daughter's wish enough and the promise that she'd made to her daughter, and yet knowing, you know, that this young lady now had the tools she needed and was needed to go out of the nest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm a dental hygienist, but we sat there and she was able to clean that out and talk to her daughter and talk to her granddaughter in spirit and know that it was all good and right and going to be great in the future. And
beautiful.
So it's
amazing in the work that I do all the time as a therapist.
Hmm.
I've become so in tune now over the last year and a half or so.
Yes.
Through this therapy that we're learning, and I just close my eyes and I just feel, and I can just feel things, and then it comes to you kind of like what happened. You knew what it was. It's like a spirit works through you now, and you kind of sometimes luckily are given some understanding of what's happened, and to be able to release that part of the body and help somebody, it's just a beautiful gift, Erin.
It is, you know, it's awesome. And I get the biggest kick out of you, you know, because even though we do the same work, we it manifests through us differently. You know what I'm going to tease you about, don't you? Yes, yes. Mercedes has pinky power. She has, she's able to get muscle. What is it's a form of kinesiology or muscle testing for her.
Right, muscle testing.
And she can.
Well, we call it pinky power because Aaron, we all have different gifts. Well, mine
That's
is
right.
my pinky.
That's right. She gets a yes or a no on her hand, either a thumb or a pinky. So we call it magic pinky power. So,
what was your power, Aaron?
I don't remember.
Well, you're so sensitive, and because we're running out of time. Darn it, we always run out of time. But I love what we're discussing. And one of the things I was going to talk about you is your incredible gift for feeling stones and these things, jewelry. That's another amazing thing, isn't it? About what the stones. You have a beautiful necklace that you got in Colorado. Can you tell us just a little bit about what healing stones are, as far as what they are to you?
Oh my! Well, I've learned recently too that the least they've been handled or changed sometimes, let's see. You can people can this particular necklace, the lady that made it, the artist, was praying for health and wellness for whoever owned it while she made it. And so it radiates beautifully with a whole lot of healing energy for every single chakra. And it just pulses, and Mercedes has held it, and she knows.
Feel anything. And so I learned through our class that it's a matter of touching another person. Like, you can touch somebody, and then all of a sudden it reacts. It revs up that power to feel.
Right.
And so when you told me, I was able to understand and realize it did affect the chakras, and I could feel what you were feeling. It was amazing what was happening.
Yeah, if you're someplace where you're just, you know, if you're at a lapidary or you're a place with stones on exhibit, or you pick up a beautiful crystal somewhere, or if you're at the gem show, you know, and you pick up a rock and just stop and breathe, and then just kind of listen to your body and feel where you feel, let's say, a tingle or radiating, or you just feel a little different sensation somewhere. And that's some place where that stone is going to be good for your body. So when we talk about the chakras, of course, you can look those up anywhere, but there's the top of your head. There's, you know, three at the base, tailbone. There's the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh chakra, and they go from the base of your spine to the top of your head. You know, oh, gee, cranial sacral therapy. And and when you feel, let's say, if you pick up a stone and you feel a kind of a tingle in your throat, then that's a fifth chakra, a stone, and it's going to help you with clarity of voice. But for you, you know, you were having trouble getting your singing back, getting your voice back, and we're able to, you know, have that come through for you.
Right, and opens
right,
throat,
you know,
one of the neat things, Aaron, is even for children, like my son, we sat there with him, and you can take a child, and they're so open.
They are.
To these things. Yeah. So we should start. You know, we can do it ourselves. Hold a stone, or have your children do this too, and show them the magic of what happens by holding a stone and the vibes you get. And I mean, it's a healing for a child to learn these things. Can you imagine if every child could learn these things, Aaron?
Oh yeah.
What the world would be like in the next 10 years if we, instead of, you know, doing what's going on, if we took the time to show those children these little things.
Yeah, we're connected with everything around us, yes. And another thing, I kind of have a dream I'd like to put together, you know, workshops where I work with maybe a group of moms or whatever. You know, what would be great would be a group, anybody with their kids in braces or in mm-hmm. sports of any kind. But anyway, to get workshops together where you could show parents adults and even kids themselves, how they can help each other. You know,
what a great idea.
And wouldn't it be neat to have a cranial sacral therapist on every playground, to have, you know, even just someone knowing just the basics of unwinding and things like that. And if you could have someone, you know, your local neighborhood cranial sacral therapist, you know, you can bop in and, you know, for a fairly low fee, fix a little something that went wrong for the day, or, you know, every child that's born should go. Anybody who has foot surgery, you know, anybody who's hurt their shoulders, or any athlete. I mean, everybody could benefit from it, but it would be really nice to have little neighborhood clinics or.
That's a great idea, Erin. I think that's a wonderful idea, because it is about making the littlest things, we can heal each other. And that's what this show is about, right? When we started, it was helping people to help themselves. And that's what this whole thing is about with me, and having you be on the show with me before, and just finding people and sharing these gifts with each other, and how to help and heal each other.
If anybody would like to ask me any questions, you can reach me at Medicine Wheel Dental. But you can also please feel free to email me at my my home email is erincantola@comcast.net. That's E-R-I-N, K like kangaroo, A-N like Nancy, T-O-L-A, @comcast.net. That's my personal email. Please feel free to have any questions. And
also, you'll get some offers for, you know, maybe this is something that's, I think it's something you're going to do, put together. What a beautiful thing that would be.
I would love
to do
it.
Hopefully you'll get some response like that.
Yeah, we're just thinking, you know, maybe, I don't know, like a $25 fee, and we could just put everybody together and, you know, and bring the kids for free.
I love that idea.
Everybody work together.
I'll be there.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Wouldn't that be great?
I'll definitely be there, Erin. Erin, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you.
Wonderful. I mean, Erin Cantola is a very gifted, loving woman. And again, you know, go to her email, or better than that, just look up Medicine Wheel Dental in Tucson. It's the only, Dr. Stephen Swidler's practice is the only holistic dentistry here in Tucson. And like I said, he's world-renowned. I mean, he's a wonderful, loving man, and he's just the best. And so if you have any problems, you know, if you want to, you know, you need some, look at the website, and there's so much information. I want to give my email out, too. It's MercedesLucky@yahoo.com. And it's MercedesLucky@yahoo.com. And you can email me about anything as far as if you need help finding anything, as, you know, reaching Erin or anybody that was on the show, be sure to email. And I'll do my best to help you. And also, I do have the music playing. So if you feel like there's anything that touches your life as far as what you hear, let me know. I'd love to share and be a part of hearing some of that. Erin, is there anything you'd like to say before we go?
Oh, just, well, you know, I do cranial sacral outside of the office as well. And
can we get your phone number?
Oh, sure.
Would that be okay, or do you just want to do the email?
No, my phone
email
number would
be
fine. It's 520-603-6275. It's 520-603-6275. And feel free to leave a voice message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Definitely when I'm with patients, it's a little harder for me to get back to people, but lunchtime and evenings, I can usually, and weekends, I can get back to people. So, but a pleasure.
And
thank you so much for having me on.
In the Tucson area, we have a lot of Tucson listeners now, so hopefully they'll take advantage of that and give you a call and come see you at Medicine World Dental.
we'll spoil your rotten. It's a great place.
They definitely will.
And I think what you're doing, ladies, is really awesome. So keep up the good work.
Thank you, Erin. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Team CST here on BBSRadio.com, the best radio station in the whole wide world. And I want to thank my guest, Erin Cantola, for being here, and everybody, have a wonderful evening, and thank you for joining us.